Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to him daily. We you to the grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
Here we go. God damn it. And it's time to I've been doing a lot of things, of course. I've been building shit around my goddamn house. I told you I done built my bed and all that goddamn shit. But you know what I need to build? I need to build the capacity to motherfucking mourn without being sad all motherfucking day, man. I've been thinking about my nigga Doobie and shit just ain't right. I didn't even really fuck with Doobie on the personal daily tip. I mean, the relationship we developed was developed over years in the streets, 20, 30 years in the streets. But the last 15, I haven't been fucking with that motherfucker. And I just hope he resting in peace. And I hope he's looking down, listening to us, and blessing us with this. Now, this Rosebud at the helm of this show, this is the Ask Rosebud Show. You know, it's brought to you by AskRosebud.com and DownAndDirty101.com. On either one of those sites, you're going to be able to find a lot of information that you might need. This information is going to help you fix that dating life you have. Now, shit, here go my phone. Fuck it. I got my phone right here because shit is going crazy with this damn thing, and I might have to use it. But you guys know you can follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud. And don't forget my name got two D's in it for a double dose of the wisdom that I'm going to be sharing with you. And those of you who are more onto learning the ins and outs of the street game, you know you can contact Boss Hog Macaroni for a private one-on-one coaching. Contact Boss Hog. By email, becomerichfamousfast.com, and you can find him searching Kevin Gentry or the Boss Hog Macaroni. Any one of you motherfuckers that join, you're going to get 3 minutes free coaching. People wonder, man, why you promote Boss Hog? Well, there's a couple of reasons, but the main reason is that he is younger than me. And his perception of the game is himself with the principles of the old school. So that he understands that internet bullshit, all that other kind of bullshit motherfuckers be doing as far as trying to get money, which I ain't with it. So that's why if you supporting it should be a no-brainer. Fucking call in 657.
Oh, okay. Break it up again. Just break it up. Yeah.
Well, man, I'm finna call in. Hold on, you guys. You guys ain't really getting everything. So let me call in.
All right, you guys, what's happening? This is Trey, Lavish, co-host of the show. Yeah, I don't know, for some reason this is breaking up here, so we need to have Rosebud call in through the line. I don't know if Blog Talk, for some reason, they're...
Blog Talk, man, Blog Talk ain't shit sometimes, man. Let me
Let me cut this fucking yeah, that mic need to be cut off. Yeah.
Now you sound
good. Well, man, because I'm on the phone, man, but you know this ain't really the way we spend all this goddamn motherfucking money, man, so we don't have to do this kind of shit, man. But fuck it, man. You know, I'm a roll with it. Hey, I was giving y'all the number, 657-383-0809. Come on, call in, press 1, let's talk about some shit you want to talk about. Now, because on this show, I mean, problems is not necessarily all we talk about, but problems are the things that causes relationships havoc. And I got that nigga Trey over there, and I damn near forgot him. He been missing, man. Hey, I'm the kind of motherfucker, one day missing, goddamn, my brain don't need your ass, but not this motherfucker back. Trey, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, man. I'm up here doing a whole lot of stuff, man. Up here working on a website that I got to get done on deadline. Got some personal stuff that I've been working on to get done. But other than that, man, everything's good, man. Having
it's
fun.
It's all gravy, huh?
Things are actually getting better thanks to your advice, telling me to make a couple moves. So that's what I've been doing, man. And it seems that my focus is generating a better avenue right now. So I'm liking that.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Like I tell everybody else, man, I could give you advice, and it could be good advice. But that shit ain't going to matter unless you do it, unless you use that fucking advice. So you obviously are using it, whatever we talked about, and you're putting it to good use, which is what I be talking about. You know, procrastinating ain't going to do nothing to make you just keep, just like, you know, you get drunk so you don't think about it, but after you're drunk, you think about it anyway. You know it's going to come back. So what we talk about, or at least what I talk about, or what I hope you get from the show, is that I'm telling you, Trey will he'll be a witness to this, man. If I think it, I'm finna fucking do it. I mean, I'm not gonna just do shit cause I think of it, but I'm saying if I think it towards, you know, something that I'm trying to do or whatever, the next day I'm having it. And if I don't have it the next day because I ain't got no goddamn money, I'm sure having it next week. Period. I'm going to get my shit, because if you don't get what you if you don't put in the effort to get what you want out of what you're trying to do, then you just doing shit. And I don't be just doing nothing. Everything I do has something to do with my life. All my shit I build, everything I talk, you know, I know every goddamn relationship I have or every relationship I will have is going to have problems from time to time. But as a man, I know I need to keep both of my nuts dealing with these problems. I don't need to sacrifice one of my nuts to handle or maintain a peaceful house. Now, I'm sure you motherfuckers know the second rule of this ABPs. Of having game is you got to understand and follow instructions. And if you don't know that, you ain't been to neither one of my sites, and you ain't checked out none of my free shit, the players to you, the rules to become an alpha male, I mean, the 10 things that, I mean, goddamn, there's a lot of shit free. Hit my email, askrosewood@gmail.com. Now, we got a lot of obstacles in our way. I mean, this path we've chosen to take is not a simple path. And you just got to believe that. Once you believe and accept that, you're going to have to understand what we do is talk about that every show. Now, first you got to understand what the fuck we doing. And what we doing is developing a mentality that's going to carry you throughout all the trials and tribulations you will be faced with in the game of life, with special emphasis on the game of dating. Now, why is this shit important? That shit is important because unless you develop this mentality, you will forever be starting over. Every time you get abroad and loser, or every time you, whatever the relationship don't work out, you're going to be starting over. This is not what you want to do. Each time you get a rejection, you guys allow your progress to regress. You guys will allow the rejection to make you feel dejected. Now, you got to understand the things that I'm telling you right now, because I don't go through those things. I get rejected. I do not go through a rejected or a dejecting or a dejected type feeling. So in essence, what I'm trying to help you do is develop a proactive mentality instead of a reactive mentality. When you feel the dejection, it's too late. And all you can do is react. I know that's what you guys talked about with each other last week, and you're probably going to be talking about that with each other in the coming weeks, is why do you react to this shit? It's simple. You react because you don't know how to be proactive. I know how to be proactive. I know to be proactive, you have to be a thinker. And you can't be afraid of what you think. Now, that sounds simple, but that's the most difficult thing to do when you're being honest with yourself, when you're accepting the realities of life as they happen. Not after you think about it and figure out how to accept. You have to deal with shit right now. You have to think something, and you have to do it. Or if you think it, you have to say it. You got to remember, one of my keys to life is think it, do it. Not think it, think about it. No, excuse me. Not think it and think about doing it. It's think it, do it. And the only way you can be this way is if you know and trust that you're not the detrimental to your life. I know that about me. I'm not. If I think something detrimental to my life and I'm in my think it, do it mode, as I'm getting ready to do it, I'm going to check myself. Man, you sure you should be doing that? And if that's the case and I shouldn't, I ain't doing it. If I shouldn't do it. But 9 out of 10 times when I check myself, man, you sure you should be doing that? Hell fucking yeah, because blah, 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 blah. And I do it. Anytime there's a situation that you have to deal with after your initial response, you have to leap ahead of your next response and think what you'll say or do 2 to 3 steps ahead. I got tools for this shit. I got tools for how to think ahead. It's not hard to do as far as actually thinking ahead. It's like playing pool. You want to shoot this shot in the corner, but you see there's another shot in the opposite corner that all you got to do is roll the ball the right way. But then before you even shoot that shot you're thinking about and you're going to set up for the next shot, you want to get in the best position for the next shot so that you can shoot that ball that's sitting close to the side pocket. This is called playing position. What I'm saying is leaping forward is not a big deal unless you listen to the words, oh, man, how the hell you leap forward? No, man, forward. We know what that phrase means, and that's what it actually means. Jump ahead of your next thought to the thought after that. When you plan shit and it develops, when you see it developing, it is terribly confident building. That's another big benefit of planning shit and dealing with what you plan. Because when you see what you're planning developing, it just boosts you and it keeps your eye on the motherfucking prize. When you're proactive, you understand position because you're thinking ahead. That's the way to be proactive. It's hard to be proactive when you're only thinking in real time. It's the position you're in after your statements. It's the position that you're in after your statements are made. That's what's important. See, that statement ain't shit. Where you at when you make that statement is what's happening. That's why you should think at 1,000 miles per hour. I mean super fast. No, that could be said, yeah, but you're going to make mistakes. Shit. Thinking fast requires you to see things as you would like them to be. You got to understand that. You should think fast because thinking fast requires you to see things as you would like them to be. Like, it's your track, but you've never been on it. Come on. You can't say shit like that. You can't think shit like that. That's not thinking fast. You have to be able to see shit before you actually begin speaking on where you're going. Otherwise, if you're a dude and you want to go out into this place where you know women be, you can't be thinking about going out to that place, and as you go to that goddamn place, you're thinking about getting there. You got to already, as you going to that place, you got to already be in a match and talking to a broad and having a real fly conversation. You got to already be in a match in that conversation, and when you get there, you don't even have to have that conversation, but you know a conversation is necessary. So your inner man is going to pick up, and you're going to start talking when you get there. And that's only because you thought about everything as you went there. I know this shit sounds difficult, but it won't be if you keep in your mind that you're after this woman or a woman. If you're after her, if you're trying to get her, you should know how you want to chase her. And if you don't, you should decide that immediately. Because planning is key. Excuse me. Let me get some water. I got the hiccups. Give me like 10 seconds. That's another way you can tell that what I'm saying is important. Because when I be talking about important shit to me, I get the hiccups. Always. I just get them. So you just got to understand. My motherfucking courses are so goddamn powerful in what the fuck I'm talking about because it molds your thinking. It molds your thinking into proactive thoughts, and it enhances your opportunity to use your aggressive attitude immediately, which promotes your aggression. Now, of course, if you hear the words I speak as, you know, the fucking money-hungry motherfuckers, oh, aggression, you shouldn't be aggressive. You should be aggressive, but you shouldn't be aggressive to where you like Bogart on people and, you know, running them over, taking shit. Sure, use aggression in discretion, but you got to be aggressive. The courses show you how to be direct. It points out this. It points out that. It shows you what to do about this. It shows you what to do about that. It shows you how doing it now versus how doing it later works. I don't force nothing. I just point everything out. You make the decisions. That's why it works. Because you make the decisions for the trail or the path that you're going to follow. Proactive thinking requires you to make early decisions and stick with what your decision is. Do that shit. I'm telling you. Why don't you guys be honest? How many of you motherfuckers get ready to go somewhere or do something with a bra, plot out what you're going to do, and when you get there, all that shit go out the window. You don't even do it. 647, come back on. I'll send to pick you up just now. 646, then, I guess. You there, man? What's up?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Hello? No, what's the difference between a generational gaps of polishing your game and the beat goes on? What I mean by that, Trey Lavish and the distinguished Rosebud, this is Note JG. I spoke to you before and I've conversed with you verbatim in different facets. What I mean by polishing your game and the beat goes on, I'm looking at the different generational gaps and different sexes. I mean, how can we converse about this, you know, in a collaborative manner? You know, I mean,
check it out. Check it out.
Go,
man. Hey, hold up. Let me block your motherfucking ass right quick because you don't want to listen. Or do you?
Proceed.
Because the only thing we could do anything is for you to shut up, son, because you can't just say what you got to say and then keep running your mouth because then can't nobody else say nothing. Now, how can we converse about the differences between a generational gap? First thing you ask, right?
In that facet, yes.
Okay. Why is that important to you, man?
Okay. Well, I would say Trey and Rosebud, because I'm looking at depth, and it's very important not to be foolish, because a lot of people, if you look at...
Hold on, man.
Right?
Hold on. Learn how to talk, man. You can't make statements and then continue to promote or explain your statements. You got to make the statement and you got to be confident let me cut this motherfucker off. You got to be confident about what you said. You got to be confident enough to shut the fuck up and let a motherfucker respond. You don't want to be foolish. You don't want to be silly about what you're saying. So, as far as generational gaps, the reason I ask you why it's important is because if you don't know why you want to know something, somebody telling you the answer to it ain't going to do you no goddamn good. Now, do you understand that, caller?
Okay, what I mean by this, a lot of people are downgrading.
Caller, do you understand that, yes or no?
See, yes.
Okay, so what I'm saying is from now on, when we talking, I want you to say whatever the hell you want to say, but then I want you to stop after you say it and not continue to make more statements, all right?
Okay. Well,
now, Trey, do you hear this shit? Because something is sounding funny with the way he's talking.
Yeah, what do you mean as far as the sound in here?
It ain't in here. It's either the way he connected, static and shit coming whenever he talks.
Yeah, I don't know what that could be.
God damn it, Tay, you can't be the IT guy saying over there you don't know what it is, motherfucker. Anyway, caller, check it out, man. Listen, man, I like to solve shit, man. I don't like to just talk. So when you make a point that you're trying to find and we get to talk about that, then we're making progress. Otherwise, as far as the difference in generations, I don't really know too much more than the generation before me, and then the next generation. Otherwise, the generation before me had it real rough. They did not look for any easy way out because they knew there was no fucking easy way out. So they fucking stood up to whatever they had to do to be a man, regardless of how they felt about it. Then Let me bring you back in. I'm sorry, bro.
I turned him off because it was him making that static noise.
Oh, it was him. Okay. And then once the my generation came along, because the generation before me, their big thing was education. They thought if you was educated, there was nothing you shouldn't know. There was nothing you couldn't fucking do. They thought that. My father was a good example of that. Boy, use your head. Woo. All this stuff he was saying. But our generation knew using our head allowed you to think slicker than the motherfuckers, than our fathers thought. So we would use our head. And we would use our head to do something to get around shit. But our generation told the next generation that this is how you manipulate shit. But in the last generation, this generation, motherfuckers believe in technology, which nobody had fucking prepared for technology. We prepared for automatic human progression. You know, we was prepared for that. But fucking technology took us way past some shit. Otherwise, the generation today, they want everything given to them. If you spoke to my dad, and he said, and you asked him a question, he would answer it with some parable. Hey, Dad, how do you walk across the street? Boy, the only way to get across the street is to make sure that the direction you're going in is facing the sun. He'd tell you all kind of goddamn shit, but he would answer the question. The thing about it, he wouldn't give you an answer. He would supply you with many answers, and you would have to figure out the answer. And when you figured out, you would find your way. And you would get all the education that goes with finding your way. Today's cruel dudes don't get the education that goes along with finding your way. Because they look up their way on the internet instead of taking steps in the world to find their way. So they look up their steps. They miss all the information that is gained by taking those steps, and all they have is an answer. That's why they're afraid, because they don't know how to get to the answer, but they have the answer, because the internet supplies them with all the answers. That's fucked up. Now, caller, I got to let you back in.
Much obliged.
Did you hear what I was saying?
Much obliged. What I say to that is, from your experiences, you looked at things in reflections. You understood things in different capacities, and you had. When I say homage, I have a lot of respect for your generation, our generation, and thinking about it in a capacity where, and what I mean, they downgrade 45 the president. A lot of people are being foolish. You know, you have to really respect the forefathers. You know, you said something that is very profound. We're African American, right? But the thing is, you have to look at place. You have to look at the matriarchs and the forefathers. That's why posturing your game and the beat goes on is very instrumental. Right, Trey Lavish?
I'm not African-American. Africa's named after a Roman named Africanus Cipriano.
Oh, right.
And
on.
I've never been to Africa. I'm an American, just like the white man is.
Check this out, man. Not only have I never said that goddamn shit, and I never really actually heard that fucking shit said, but I totally agree with this, and I ain't no goddamn African-American. I ain't never been to Africa. I doubt if my daddy ever been to Africa, and I doubt if his goddamn daddy ever been to Africa. So what I'm saying is shit. We Americans. And when tradition is a motherfucker, man, and if you ain't got no tradition, which every motherfucker this age and this generation, they want to get rid of everything tradition. Let me tell you something why motherfuckers that in the olden days dressed up to go to church. Now, when you don't have nothing to dress up in, the only thing you can do is wear something as clean as you have in your possession. There was not one person that went to church with whatever they knew was dirty, unless it was the cleanest thing they had. But they went to church. Now, the motherfucker that got money, got clothes, a variety of them, he dresses maybe way better than the guy that don't have no clothes, but he's doing the same thing, dressing up to go to give praise. Now, from the low end to the top end, they're doing the same thing, but today, every motherfucker want to wear a T-shirt or some jeans hanging on their ass to church. They want to come in church looking like that. No suit, no tie, no respect for God. I mean, I take that back. They do have respect for God, but no respect for the tradition of giving praise, which, you know, you can give praise nude, so you don't have to be dressed to give praise. But dressing up shows that you have a certain kind of respect for this situation. So the dressing up ain't shit. It's the idea of dressing up, which is the motherfucker, which is the tradition, which is what everyone today is trying to overlook. So my point is, if you overlook traditions and you say, well, as a man, I'm not supposed to think, I don't have to think like this because that's what they traditionally was doing. I'm doing some. How you going to have a template for being a man? It's all brand new to you. Otherwise, you're the modern caveman. You're the motherfucker walking around trying to do shit your own way instead of the way, instead of growing with human progress. You want to pass up all the things that it takes to grow and just learn what human progress is, and like you're going to get there with just knowing what it is, and you don't know how to deal with getting there. Is this making sense to you, caller?
Indeed. Hello?
All right. Go ahead.
My roommate has a call. I have to step off now. Be well, guys.
You too.
All right. Thanks, man.
Trey.
Check this out, man. Trey. Now,
yo.
Bro, just now. I mean, I believe he heard and understood as far as the words I was using, but I don't believe he got what I meant. Do you?
I don't think so either. I don't think so. He didn't sound like it.
Well, what I'm saying, man, is the kind of questions he was asking doesn't really have an answer. They're like theory questions. Everything is theoretical. And you can say, I can say specifically what I would do in response to whatever he's asking, but it's all in theory. Because unless you actually have a question with a point blank answer, you don't need to ask that question because you already have a theory to work it. So he's talking about the difference between generations. You know, that's really important. He would have said, you know what, man, I didn't really think of it, or I did think of it like that. You know, we need to work on blah, blah, blah to get this blah, 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 you know, to make some kind of progress. You know, because he had nothing to give as far as once he heard whatever my position was, which means he wasn't thinking. He didn't think it through. He just asked the question, which is fine because I'm going to answer it. But I am a motherfucker that dissects shit. I dissect the shit instantly. It doesn't take me no time to think about dissecting it. Why? Because I have a perception of what I should be dealing with in life. And motherfuckers that ask those open-end questions, where no matter how much information I give, can still be spoke on as if the question hasn't been answered. I hate them motherfuckers, man. And that's the kind of shit he was doing. He was just asking questions that when you or me give an answer to, he can still go on talking about this theory or whatever it is in the back of his mind that he's really getting to, because he don't give a fuck what you or I say, because he's not looking for an answer. He's just being intellectual. I could tell that. Could you tell that man?
Yeah, because every time you ask him a question, he want to intellectualize the answer instead of just answering the question.
Hey, man, you hit that nail on the head. And what I'm saying is that when you run into people like that, you got to see that. But do you think that motherfucker knew I knew that's what he was doing, Trey? Do you think that motherfucker knew or that motherfucker thought for one moment that's what I thought he was doing, intellectualizing?
I don't think he did because he kept doing it.
Hey, you want to know why he didn't? Because I'm not letting the motherfucker see what I think. I'm sharp enough to make a motherfucker think I'm going with what they thinking. But I am study finding out what I want to know. All that shit, I talked to him about whatever the fuck generation. I wasn't talking about that shit. I was just doing what I need to do to watch this motherfucker intellectualize so I can know that's what he was doing. And the more I knew that's what he was doing, the more I knew how to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Which was put his ass on mute because a motherfucker that want to intellectualize don't hear what you're saying. They're just going to keep talking. That's why we put him on mute.
They listen to respond. That's all they care about.
They're not listening to learn shit. They're just listening to fucking respond. That's a good way to put it. Now, why did we spend so much time on that, bud? Because, fellas, you got to understand, when you're at work, it may take a moment, especially when you're putting it down the way you think. But when you put it down and it's over and you put it down the way you thought to put it down, you're going to be thinking like I'm thinking now. You're going to know all about whoever the fuck you was talking to. You're going to know what they was up to. You're going to know so much about whoever it was you was dealing with that you would normally wait for that motherfucker to tell you the answer to. And he could tell you any goddamn thing. Me, I'm finding out the answers. Because when I heard him first ask that question, I'm going to make this motherfucker sound intellectual. But he wouldn't let me do it because he kept talking. So I had to cut him off. But in the end, I hope you all got this. Being that intellectual motherfucker does nothing for you. Nothing. All it does. Now, you may be the kind of motherfucker to get a rise off of having a conversation. Now, being intellectual will do that. It will allow you to get a rise off having a conversation. But being intellectual will not let you come to any type of decision because you lost your intellect when you make a decision. Because intellect is for discussion. This personality and understanding yourself is for making decisions. And that intellectual has no personality, has no understanding of themselves. And that's why they're intellectual. They have a total understanding of abstract conversation. Shit don't have shit to do with shit. They've mastered that. And did you hear how intellectual he was sounding as he was able to espouse his fucking words? I hate that kind of goddamn shit. But did he know that, Trey? No, he didn't fucking know that because I ain't letting you know what I think. That don't mean I ain't thinking. I'm going to think what I think. And I'm going to see. That's how fast I play, you guys. I thought all this from this conversation, and I made all the moves I made during the conversation, and that's all I was needed was the conversation. I don't need no other shit. And I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on being an individual that is in tune with himself. That's what I'm bragging on. I'm in tune with myself. I don't need no motherfucking goddamn intellectual motherfucker trying to see where I'm coming from, although I will goddamn, show him. You know, a lot of times shit happens and it appears that you're on the wrong track. Now, nothing worth anything is easy to come by. A lot of you motherfuckers ask me, what do I say to a broad? And how do I come at her? It's an art that you have to practice and develop for yourself. Otherwise, all these things about you, all these things that I'm talking about, sure, if you hear what I'm saying, you'll think I'm talking about whatever the fuck I'm talking about. But I'm not. I'm not talking about that. Those it's parables like my ancestors used to give. And you have to figure this shit out. You have to be a dude who knows where his conversation is going even before you begin it. Determine where I want any woman's head to be when I speak to her. That is not to say when I speak to her, her head is going to be there. I only determine where her head is going to be when I speak to her because I don't make differences between women. I know I want to fluster that bitch at first, so I come at her from left field, possibly with a sexual innuendo that'll get her to blush. If the bitch blush, if she blush, I already know. I already know what to do. What I'm saying is my science has told me if she does not blush, she is seriously looking for what I mentioned. What I'm saying is it was about blushing. If she blush, I get this from it. If she don't blush, I get that from it. But both this and that is leading me toward where I want to go because that's how I think. That's how I make myself present situations to myself. Now, on the other hand, if the bitch does blush, it just tells me I can fascinate her with my ideas on life and how to live it. Now, the one who does not blush, I'm going to keep at her with the conversation I started about some kind of whatever sexual situation, not actually having sex, but some kind of situation that she damn well knows will lead up to sex. I'm going to be talking about that kind of shit. The one who does blush, I will comfort her with a smile and then blast her ass with my views on the life of a real man. Either instance, it doesn't matter to me what that bitch said. It only matters to me how they reacted to what I said. This is dynamite. I'm going to give you some game right now. I'm going to give you motherfuckers some game. Let's say you somewhere and a woman approaches you and speaks, excuse me, to you. God damn it. You hear me hiccuping, man. I think I got excited. Hold on.
Yep.
Fuck you, Trey.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you guys would wonder, well, damn, bud, if you get excited when you're talking to women, you're going to be hiccuping. No, motherfucker, I don't get excited when I'm talking to women. Even when I see my shit working, I'm in plot mode. You know, right now, I'm in this mode of informing you and fascinating your motherfucking ass. So, anyway, you fucking somewhere and this bitch come up and speak to you. The first thing you should do is realize she done this shit many times before. So you don't feel special. Get that shit out your head. Man, that bitch must think I'm friends. She came up here talking to me. Oh, get that bullshit out your head. That bitch knows to do what she's doing. Because it's been her experience that approaching men puts them on guard. And most of them get flustered and can't be themselves, which will make her be in total control of the situation. Now, since you're a motherfucker like me and you know this, you're supposed to reverse that come on by getting at her with your very first statement. She then came up here, oh, my God, you're over here looking good. Oh, man, I just had to come over here to speak to you. How you doing? You know, she's asked you how you doing. And right away you're supposed to say, you're supposed to look right at her and say, I'm trying to catch me a fine-ass motherfucking woman like you. I give you strategies that work. Now, you might not see what will work in that instance, but a woman that knows what to do is actually on her ABP. She's always playing. Always be playing. So when she asks what she asks, she expects a certain kind of response. Exactly the way I'm telling you to use your ABPs. That's why when you tell that motherfucking bitch you're trying to catch a motherfucking fine-ass woman like her, she ain't ready for that. She finna be stumped, and you have to goddamn realize you just taken from her her advantage, and you put her in a defensive mode. I like women in defensive modes because it keeps me attacking them with my many quips. Now what you got to really do is understand, none of what I'm saying, none of what I'm about to say is to undermine or belittle women. I just have a certain way of expressing myself about women, but I don't mean it to be offensive. Now, if a woman comes right back after you say that shit, you know, I'm trying to catch me a fine motherfucker like you, you should cut her off and add to whatever you first said. Why she's saying blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, I'm here to be, you know, yeah, but then you cut her off. Your goal is to make her stop and think of what she's saying. Because you know now she's going off of what she is used to doing. And she's used to seeing different things from dudes. So you stop it right there. And you so you understand the game. What I'm saying is you already see her working. You already see her putting her shit down. So now you're trying to, you know, manipulate it to where you are in control of it. And as you see this shit working, what's going to happen is it's going to make you realize that you don't have to control this woman. By allowing her to express herself, you're displaying control over every thought she makes. But she don't know it. Because she's talking. If that fucking woman comes, you know, right back with something, like I said, you start expounding, you make that bitch think, my statement, and the following up ones are to let her know I'm not some motherfucker that she's used to speaking with. That's what we do. We separate ourselves to make us stand out from the crowd. I'm going to be almost combative in the way I get at that bitch until I see that bitch back up from that goddamn shit. That's why you have to pay attention. You're going to know she's backing up by the tone in her voice. And if she asks you a real question, it's really going to see she's backing up. Now, once she didn't ask you a real question, like repeating her initial question, but with assault. Otherwise, what you doing here looking all handsome and shit? You know, she's saying that because that's what she used to saying. But she could actually ask you that again. Well, God, well, what are you doing? And she have a totally different sound, a softer tone, and a curiosity present. See, you have defeated that bitch, and you can now proceed to catch her little fine ass. I see you, 919. Hold on. Let me get you, bro. What's up, 919?
Hey, bud, when you tell her you not some motherfucker you used to speaking to, and she say, what you mean by that? What would you say?
What would you say, Chris? What the fuck would you say, Chris?
I tell her I'm not no cupcaking ass nigga.
Then you would have to explain what cupcaking is.
I tell her everything she get from me, she gonna have to deserve it. Straight up.
Hey, do you know that's what all the frauds say? That's what all the fake motherfuckers say? Why?
I didn't know that.
Because they want you to make a real big commitment to them based on some bullshit they saying. So what I'm saying, that's why you ain't called no bitch, motherfucker. And what I'm trying to tell your motherfucking ass is this. You know, when a bitch, when you tell a bitch, you know, you ain't whatever you fucking say, then you have to be that. There's nothing she can say to accept it. There's nothing you can say to explain it. You have to be that. And if you don't represent what you just said out your goddamn mouth, that bitch gonna see it with the first thing you do. Oh, that motherfucker talking shit. He one of these motherfuckers rappers that just say the slick shit that they hear. You know, you don't know how to catch a bitch. So how why would you want that? Ask me your question again, and I'm just gonna answer without talking shit. What's your question?
You just gave me the answer.
What is your question?
My question was, if you tell her you're not like the rest of the motherfuckers, the suckers, and she say, what you mean by that? And you said
stop right there.
Yeah.
When you say you're not like the rest of the motherfuckers, what did you tell her right then? You told her to look for something different in you. That's what you said.
Oh, okay. I get what you're coming from.
Yeah, but what did you do or are you doing that's different?
You basically
No. Basically my ass. What did you do, or in your scenario, what do you do to let her know that you're different?
What do I do? Sure, I leave the conversation. I just leave it. I be
check
me.
It out.
I make it all about me.
Check it out, though. See how silly you sound, man? Not that you're wrong. I'm not going to say you're wrong. I'm just going to say you sound silly because you didn't think about none of this. You didn't think about none of what you really are doing when you tell her you're not like the average motherfucker. I ain't like the motherfucker you used to fucking with. Now, if you don't take your eyes off that bitch, turn your head and look at the club, you know, and act like she ain't shit, you ain't showing her shit. Because every motherfucker she tell that to is going to try to explain how he is, worth this, blah, blah, blah. And all she going to do is hear that bullshit and see that you ain't doing nothing but talking shit. But if you playing your hand and you tell that bitch you ain't like every other motherfucker that come in here talking to you, blah, 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 and turn your ass and cross your leg and start looking at the club and sipping on your drink and ignoring that bitch, she gonna figure out how to talk to you. And the very next thing, because this is where you gotta understand the importance of silence, because silence is a deathly weapon if you use it right. And after you make that kind of statement, you be silent until that bitch say something. And when that bitch say something, it better be something in your mind, you're saying it better be something cool, or you gonna pounce on her for saying some stupid shit. This is how you show the bitch you ain't motherfucking like everybody else.
Okay, I like that.
No, you like it, but what did I tell you?
Shit, I'm going to do it.
I didn't ask you if you was going to do it. What did I tell you?
Man, if I tell her I'm not like the rest of the motherfuckers, I'm going to show it by turning away, drinking my drink.
Chris, I'm not asking you to repeat what I said. And he's right, but he's repeating what I said. What I'm saying is, you don't want to repeat what I said.
Right.
If you get in the position and you want to show a bitch that you ain't like everybody she used to talking to, then there is certain things you must do. You must let her know she is not as important as she's thinking. You got much more on your mind than her. And the only way you could do that is to have shit to talk about. Otherwise, when I turn my back And then when I do finally talk to her, I'll tell her about some book I'm writing, the plot and the story, and, you know, and ask her what she's thinking about. She won't even know I'm talking about a book, but I'll be asking, you know, her. She ain't gonna know shit. She's just gonna be under my spell. This is how you do that shit, man. You don't respond to a bitch when she say that goddamn shit. You respond over her.
Okay.
You didn't know that, Chris, so you should have learned something just now.
I sure did.
All right, for sure. Okay, now, Chris, I'm putting you back in. See, let me hook you guys up with some real shit. See, like I said, I'm going to be combative with a woman at first. You know, once that bitch asks me a real question and I see that she's got a softer tone and her curiosity is present in her tone of voice, not that she's actually letting me know she's curious. So you've got to look at these little innuendos or these idiosyncrasies. And I know I've defeated this bitch. I'm going to just drop some fucking jewels on her. So, you know, now I'm going to really answer her with, I'm sitting here. Now, remember, she asked that question, what you doing here? Everything I'm saying is because of that question she asked. So now that we went through all this shit because of that one question, I'm ready to give her an answer that has clarity that's going to make her fucking understand me. So I say, you really want to know what I'm doing? And I'm sitting here trying my damnedest to look as cool as possible so that my goddamn demeanor would be like an aphrodisiac to you and make you want me. Is that shit working? Oh, my God, if you come at a bitch with that, believe me, that's some shit. That is some shit. I know she's going to laugh at that statement. I know that. She's going to chuckle because she really wants to submit to me. And that's what her chuckling at that moment means. I speak body language. I speak all kind of language. But this woman is not sure of how to do what she wants to do because of how I'm coming at her. So she can't be, oh, well, you know, and get all romantic or whatever and take over and lead me to wherever. No. She's worried. And she wants to not fuck off meeting me. See, you don't want a woman to be so sure of herself around you until you have had that bitch a few months. Then she can be sure around you. But at first, you got to keep her guessing what to do. And I don't, if I don't get fucking answers, okays, you know, to the first three or four questions I'm asked, I'll be gone. So she didn't already said okay to a whole bunch of shit I didn't say it. Her first few times with me, you know, her nerves supposed to be on edge. And it's not because I make her nervous. It's because of the excitement I bring out of that bitch. See, if you don't bring excitement out of the bitch, she's not going to be nervous. And you're going to be just like everybody else. The way you bring excitement out of a bitch is doing things that she does not expect. And when you do those things, act like they're not to upset her. They're just something you're doing. And it was something she wasn't ready for. Hey, all this stuff plays on you. See, most of your problems are centered around caring way too much about what this motherfucking woman thinks. You got to lose all that wasted energy. And you got to concentrate on how you are throwing her curves at every opportunity. Because women only say things that promote what they want. Now, I don't care what the conversation is. You can say, you know, I was driving up a mountain, and I was like 2,000 feet up, and it was like a 6,000-foot mountain, so I know I got 4,000 feet to go. And she'll cut you off and start talking about some meat. because she don't give a fuck what you're talking about. She only gives a fuck that she was quiet and let you talk. Now she's going to say whatever the fuck she wanted to say. See, my courses show you all of this shit. It shows you this shit in a very simple way using very simple terminology that you can all clearly understand. And if I have to say so myself, it's masterfully done and almost criminal in the way it shows you how to steal a woman's thunder. If you pay attention to her responses, you can tell what she wants to say to you. Oh, excuse me. See, you can tell what she wants you to say. But don't say what she wants to hear. Say something close. Something close to what she wants to hear. But be sure to add a twist to it. Let's say, see, this is the kind of motherfucker I am. I don't just say shit to you. I try to show you. But let's say you and her have been getting along well, and you can tell she is, you know, looking for you to say how much you like her. You should say some shit like, you know, girl, I kind of like you a little. Or you should say, you know, girl, you kind of cute. Now, of course, either one of those is something that she wants to hear. She wants to know that she meets your approval as far as how she looks. You know, she want to know all this. You can even say, with a little of my work, you could be a badass motherfucker. Now, this shit is, these are bait statements. Bait statements are like when you're fishing and you throw the bait, you throw the line in the water and you got bait on it, the bait attracts the fish. So if she bites on the bait that I put out, she's like a fish biting on the hook. So you got to go with it and make her see your point with a continuation of bullets about her. You know, if you didn't say, you know, babe, with a little of my work, you'd be a badass woman. When I say bullets, I mean, this is real dope. It's legal. And it's mind fucking alerting. It's just dope. I say bullets. I don't mean real bullets. I mean things that you have in your arsenal, and it doesn't have to be many in numbers, just a few statements about her will do. You don't necessarily make complaints about her, but little things about her you can see that can be improved. Nothing about her looks, just her attitude or the lack of emotion she shows when talking. And if you can, you can't see where she can actually be improved, you're the one lacking. Because every woman can be improved. And every woman is looking for improvements that a man she respects give her. No woman I have ever met my standards before she was trained by me. I have never met a woman that was so fucking sharp she met my goddamn standards. If a woman meets your standards off the top, you don't have no goddamn standards. So you better get some. Doing this shit. Doing this is what women refer to as being cold. I don't mean cold as in being cruel. I mean cold as not caring about how the fuck she takes what I say. Being cold means to say and do what you mean and not care, period. Ever change your mind or change your plans based on a woman, you better make sure it's appreciated. That's why you don't do it right away. You don't try to make a woman appreciate you right away. You do things that she should appreciate, and she has to show you she has the ability to appreciate before you start trying to do things that she appreciates. See, the thing I notice in a lot of guys these days is you don't really care to investigate what you hear or learn. You simply hear it and don't care what the meaning it has holds. Everything I'm telling you right now, if you take it, you know, verbatim, It's true. It'll work, but if you don't understand the meaning and why you're using these particular skill sets, what good is it going to do you? When you misuse the words and phrases to the extent of wrong meaning from it and don't care, I mean, what is that saying about you? What is that saying about, like that guy asked me initially, your generation? I've mentioned to you many times that sayings and words from the streets do not translate literally. So when you try to translate it literally, man, I don't fuck them hoes, you're going to be doing some stupid shit. Because when a motherfucker say that, he does not mean he don't fuck his hoes. This means, as far as shit not translating literally, it means that one word can have several street meanings. And you need to know how to use that goddamn word. The art of being cold is to make her get defensive of her position. If you're not making her defend her position when you being cold, you ain't doing shit. This kind of defense, she thinks, is offense. And the more you don't move, the more she motherfucking goddamn try to prove to you through her defense. I know you guys don't know why I would want a defensive woman, but I'm going to tell you. Because defending their position excites the fuck out of them. The more they have to defend their position, the hornier they become. It's one of the surest ways to get a woman hot. Hot and bothered. Especially since you're going to prevail in the discussion. You want her excitement to rise above her normal conversation level. Because this is the best way to control her and the flow of conversation. Can you see? I'm talking about. Can you see this, though? That I give freely to you. This should be your optimum goal. Controlling the flow and direction of the conversation. Once you have full control of the conversation, you have a woman fully willing to listen to you and what you have to say. But not because you're forceful in your conversation, but because you were smooth in the way you took control. This is the time you don't slow down because you're in a comfort zone and you may not know it. And this comfort zone could make you start slowing down. That's why you got to be alert so that you can realize you're in a comfort zone and mash. Because you won't get to the comfort zone unless you can mash. You should mash now more than ever. With the control of the conversation in your court, I mean, I don't see how you can, but, you know, you should actually sit quiet and allow that woman to respond. I'm telling you, silence is golden. Notice my language. I'm allowing her to speak with me, and I know this. Now, the way you can tell is that she's actually waiting till you finish before she opens her mouth. Now, if I interrupt her, she will silence herself to hear what I have to say. It's different when they have succumbed to what you're doing. At first, she would say something about me interrupting her. But I wouldn't say nothing. I'm not I, but you wouldn't say anything about her interrupting you. Because you don't understand taking control. Women do. Women are as predictable. And if you learn, women are just predictable. And if you learn one of them, it does not mean you know them all. But learning all women won't be hard. And you can learn all women from a couple of women. You only need to experience the feelings that being in control brings once. and you won't let that goddamn feeling go. All you have to do is follow the simple steps that we just spoke about tonight, and you can win. You can fucking win. These things are really simple and only require the nerve to take a stance. And taking a stance requires you to have a basis or a foundation strong enough. Requires you to take a stance. You have to have a basis or a foundation strong enough to stand on. That's where my courses come in, to help you find the confidence it takes to be an alpha male. I mean, just as anything in life, there's times when a fucking, you know, my favorite beast, a lion, is no longer this badass motherfucker. You know, he was a king of beasts, but this is going to come when that motherfucker get old. When that motherfucker get old, of course, he may have to relinquish his pride. And same with me. Shit, I'm 65 years old. I can't run the goddamn streets like them 21-year-old pimping-ass motherfuckers thinking about having hoes, young, fly mother doing all that damn shit. I can't try to compete with them, so I don't. As them motherfuckers mature and become more committed to being, you know, the motherfucker they trying to be, you know, and later in life, you know, they get, you know, a group of women, you know, that love him and want him. He's going to age, you know, during this time, many, many years down the line, that he's going to have to surrender his reign at one time. But doing that is really about where you at in your life. And if you've understood how to realize who you are, and you've understood how to take advantage of who you are, man, you way ahead of the game. Now, I got some more points I want to make, but I'm noticing that you motherfuckers ain't answering no questions. 832, I see you. I'm going to come to you right now. But I'm saying, man, if I don't get no questions, man, I ain't been on this goddamn show. So, 832, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Uncle Bud?
What's happening?
Hey, man, I just want to let you know, man, that I truly appreciate you for all the game that you have shared with men like me that is willing to utilize it. Just know that...
Wait. Listen, let me tell you something. I appreciate motherfuckers that get it. You don't know how important that is. Sure, I could open my mouth, I could say all these things, you know, I could say whatever, you know, and it go over everybody's head or below their radar and no one gets it. But when a person do get it, you know, that one person, it makes a whole year's worth of effort, you know, worth it. So I appreciate you, bro. Is this KD?
This is KB.
KB, okay.
Yeah, this is KB.
Yeah.
Yes, just believe, man, it's tried and tested by this individual.
Well,
and,
I appreciate it, man.
You was exactly right when you said it would be automatic after a while, because sometimes I'd be telling myself, man, let me just focus on getting some projects done this week that don't consist of women. And I'd just be out at the grocery store or at the motherfucking gas station, and just, I'd be on automatic, man. I just can't help myself now. I got to get out of bitch. You know what I mean? I just have to. You know?
The thing about it, man, when you stop procrastinating, you end up saying things that you normally would say, but you would let them pass you by as just a statement, whereas you're not procrastinating anymore and you catch these statements. Now, sometimes they may or may not actually get accomplished, but catching them and getting at them is very important right now. And you got to catch everything right now as far as what I'm saying.
Okay. Are you saying that because of the age that I'm at? Or
No.
That?
I'm saying that
okay.
Because of the position that you at. You at a position where you're seeing a lot of things. You're seeing a lot of shit you do work. so that you just have to make sure what you're thinking is really where you want to go. Because if you can't get to that point, otherwise, whatever I'm thinking, as soon as something broad called on this phone, I don't know if she's calling, but I call. As soon as I hear her voice makes me think not of her, but what I'm going to say to women. I mean, period. It doesn't matter who she is. And as soon as I hear her voice, I already know I'm going to say whatever I say to women. Now, depending on the next couple of statements, I'm going to either be smooth with it as far as just conversational, or I'm going to be hard as far as checking her, letting her see where she fucked up. But that depends on what she says. But I already know, regardless of what she says, what I'm going to say. And the reason I know that is because I know me. I believe in me. And what you're saying, as far as what you're asking about, completely deals with you. It has nothing to do with the woman. That's the trick in it. Of course, you know, you want the woman to feel and think a certain way, but what you say and do has nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with representing how she can fuck with you. So if you don't want to get to that, baby, you don't want to even try to kick it with me. Because all I'm telling you about is how we can go forward based on what I'm thinking, because I'm a driver. I'm not a rider. I'm a horrible rider. I'm a horrible passenger. You know, I'm a great driver, but a horrible passenger.
It sounds
JB
like to me
is cool, man.
Can I say this
go
real
ahead.
Quick before you cut me off?
Yeah, go ahead.
It sounds like to me what you're saying in a nutshell is, more importantly than the bitch, is acting on your thoughts. Not only is that what I'm saying,
but that's one of the key underlying factors in every one of my motherfucking shows.
Yes, sir.
It ain't about the bitch. It's about how much you achieve what you set out to achieve. Dealing with the bitch. Because let's say you have 10 things that you want to accomplish dealing with the bitch. And you know for a fact you have accomplished 3 of them. Do you think you're going to catch that bitch?
I do, yes.
Why?
Yes. Indeed. Indeed.
Why?
You say, why? Because I carried out three things that I wanted to do. I acted on 3 things that I wanted to do. And I'm confident enough to know that just one would catch the bitch, let alone 3, much less 3.
Well, wait. Maybe you misunderstood me. Because initially, initially, I'm saying there's 10 things you decided you need to do to catch the bitch.
Okay.
10 things you decided. Now, if you've done 3 of them, you know it for a fact. Do you think you'll catch that bitch?
In my mind, I'd call her even if I didn't get her.
Let me tell you something first, KB. Listen to this. Let me tell you your mistake. I already know you think you should have said yes. I think I would catch the bitch. And you believe that for whatever reason, like you started out saying. If I do 1 of the motherfucking 10, I think I got action at catching the bitch. Now, if you would have said that and you would have rested on that, you would have made me think, especially if I was abroad, you would have made me think that you got a foundation that's a motherfucker. But what's you did was you pointed out the correct things, but you allowed for maybe it might not be right. You got to stop that. The best thing to do is fully commit. So what I'm saying is the answer for your information is you would catch that bitch still. And the reason you gave is sort of the actual correct reason. It's not because you think any one of them would catch her, you know, it's because you just believe you're going to catch her. And it's 10 things to do to actually captivate her. But any one of these things is going to get me close to her, and I'm going to catch her anyway. So you got the confidence. It's just the thinking, the analogy, the motherfucking rationale. You don't have it correct. Get it correct so that when you call in and you make statements based on this correct. Excuse me, man, I didn't fucking got excited. Hiccuping like a motherfucker. But anyway, you start rationalizing. Once you get the shit to going the way you want it to go, as far as whatever you say, however you act, then you'll start seeing that you don't need to think about what you do.
Okay.
You gotta be so fucking selfish that you are never going to, conceited that you're never going to actually think something that's going to hurt you.
Okay.
You have to, like, blindly believe that. And when you believe it, blindly believe it, no matter what you say out your mouth, you're going to make sure it comes out your way. And this is how you want to deal with women, is what I'm really saying. It's not
so
forceful.
Engage.
You got to engage, but you got to make sure that...
Commit, stick, don't waver.
Well, what I'm saying is when you engage, you got to be sure the engagement is reciprocated. Otherwise, you don't want to engage in the motherfucker saying shit that is not correct responding to you. Otherwise, you engage, and once you see your engagement is met with the right acceptance, then what'd you say? Engage, commit, and do what?
I said engage, commit, stick, don't waver.
Okay.
Stay the course.
You engage initially, and of course you stick with how you engage. Otherwise, what you're saying is don't change the course, but that's not the right way I would like for you to look at it. Of course, you're not changing the course, but it's really believing. Not changing the course is just because, let's say the direction, say you got to go 90 degrees north, so you're going to go 90 degrees north. But what if your seamanship shows you that you might really want to go 87 degrees north because it'll do this better? You either going to go with what it says or you're going to go with what you know.
Yeah.
I go with what I know. I don't go with what it says. I go with what I know. And I'm willing to drown and die based on what I know, if you understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I ain't trying to have nobody tell me what the fuck. You know, I don't give a fuck somebody give me some kind of encouragement or some information that's going to help me, you know, something like that. But about me waiting for somebody to tell me what to do, I don't do it. Why? Because no one thinks about my life as much as I do. No one thinks about all of the goddamn intricacies of my life as much as I do. Any person, any psychologist, any psychiatrist would be dealing with me the way they deal with people. You know, a person come in with this, and they think that this person is this. Another person come in similar, they group them into that. Another person come in with something similar, they group them in. And before you know it, you got 30 motherfuckers that you're treating with the same shit because you think everything they're thinking because it started off this way is the same. I don't think that way. I think 30 motherfuckers with the same shit, jealousy about another bitch, got 30 problems, different problems.
Yeah, I deal
with all
of
that shit.
Okay.
I'm not going to group it into, bitch, you being jealous about bitches. Then I can tell every bitch that. I'm going to find something about that bitch. Bitch, you think because you ain't getting the $300 every day. You know, I'm going to find something to say to her to make her grow past the goddamn point she's at.
Okay.
That's what we do.
For the sake of categorizing.
No, man. See, what you just did is totally against where we coming from. You don't want to categorize shit to the extent that it has to be in a certain category before you know blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is if it's KB, if it's anti-KB in any regards, I'm talking about if I want to go pee and I want to pee to where I can finish in 5 seconds and what I'm thinking about doing is going to make me finish in 6 seconds, I don't want to do that. Now, if what I'm thinking about doing can make me pee in 4 seconds, I'm going to consider that. And I'm going to actually try it. And if trying it, let's say I failed the first time, but trying to show that, damn, that shit is possible, I'm going to be going for the 4 seconds. Now, the reason I'm saying it like that is it's not that it's important to how fast you be or blah, blah, blah. It's important that things improve you when you think of them. If they don't improve you, then you don't need to think of them. Because there's about a million things you could think about that's not going to improve you. There's only a few things, one or two, three or four things that you can think about that's going to improve you. You goddamn right. And those are the things to be thinking about. Those million things that come that ain't going to improve you, they're easy to think about. So when you start thinking those things coming, they come first. But you're supposed to say, man, fuck that. And you're supposed to say something to yourself that's going to cut them all out. Otherwise, if I want to do, if I'm talking about making my a broadcast where I can, you know, cover several medias, YouTube, Blog Talk, and Skype all at once, I'd better get the equipment that can allow me to do that. Or I'm just knowing something could be done and I'm dreaming and ain't going to never do it. That's the bottom line. You either get the shit that allow you to do it, or you thinking of some good shit and you dreaming and that's all you doing.
Let me kick something with you. That happened to me earlier, if you got a moment.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was at Quick Trip earlier this morning, and I rolled up on this chick who was putting air in her tire. So I got out the car, and I said, you need help with that, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, no play. But I didn't know that the chick that I talked to next, that I was about to talk to next once I walked out the store, she overheard our conversation. I didn't see her. So I'm trying to, I run up on her. I'm trying to get some rhythm with her. And she said, didn't you just say that to that last girl? And I'm like, man. I'm like, I said whatever I said, but I'm like, man, that just shows the degree of jealousy these bitches be harboring in their hearts.
No, that though, man. No, that though. That goes to show that when you say something, you better know that somebody could be listening. And you better not necessarily repeat the same shit, especially if it's in the same time span. I'm not saying you did. I'm saying that's what she got. Didn't you say that to the last broad? You made, no, I didn't say none of these words to her. But if that's what she thought, that's where she's coming from. So
exactly
what are you supposed to, hold
her,
on,
no,
man, hold on.
Okay.
What are you supposed to do in that instance?
Well, what I did, what
I didn't ask
I don't
you
know
that.
What I'm supposed to do. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I can tell you what I did, though.
What's that?
What I did was I said, well, that's not even relevant. Like, you worry about the wrong thing. You know, sound you think like to me, you're going to give me a hard time, so whatever. And I shut my door.
No, man, you should have told that bitch, but goddamn, baby, I didn't really know you was listening because I saw you when I came in here, and I knew that you was in earshot, so I just, you know, was saying something to her. But in reality, I was talking to you. Now, who gives a fuck what she thinks about me saying that shit? But what she going to do is be stuck.
Okay.
ain't going to be able to go past that because you didn't told her that you was really talking to her. And since she heard it, it's really on and cracking now, ain't it, baby?
Hopefully.
I'm saying, no, you don't really care if it's on and cracking. You care that you're taking control of the situation, and the situation where she damn near was able to take control. Didn't you just say that to the last bitch that you talked to? The average motherfucker stuck. Oh, god damn. Oh, yeah, I did. No, baby, I said that because I was talking to you because I saw you over there. That's why I said it so loud. I wanted you to hear. You can't be stuck, bro.
I got out of there like I got out of there because I really didn't have no feedback. You see what I'm saying? So I was like, man, let me go ahead and save face. Don't embarrass myself.
Check it out, KB. Let me show you what's wrong. You said you got out of it to save face. I would have dug deeper to show my face. I'm not giving a fuck what you saying, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this because I don't like women. I'm saying this because I'm ready for anything you slick motherfuckers going to say to me. So when you ask me, didn't I say that to the last motherfucker, I might even say I could have swore I was over there in the motherfucking corner of the club and I heard your goddamn ass say that and I pointed at the motherfucker. So that motherfucker right there, you asked him the same shit. Didn't I hear you say that to the, is that a line you use? That bitch wouldn't even look at the motherfucker I was pointing at. She would be one to tell me, no, that's not a line I use. I just thought I heard you and then we would be gone. I'm talking about, I control shit. I'm not a controller to where you got to do it my way or fuck you. No, I'm the controller that does it my way, and if you go with it, that's where we going. Because if you don't, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, KB, I'm serious about that, man.
Huh?
I'm serious about that. In that instance, what?
In that instant, like I said, I didn't have no get back. I was stuck completely. Didn't know how to flip it.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Stop. If that shit happened to you tonight, same shit, would you know how to flip it?
I'll do now.
And how do you flip it without telling me what you would say, because you don't know what the bitch is going to say? How would you flip it?
I would flip it by taking something that she's saying or one of the words that she says and just, you know, go from there, impromptu. But I wouldn't do what I did this morning, that's for sure.
Hey, quit doubting yourself when you talk. Everything you said just now had doubt in what you were saying, even though it was correct. Think about that, man. What if you're talking to a bitch and she asks a question or something comes up and your response is correct, but your fucking delivery got this weak doubt bullshit in it? What do you think the bitch gonna feel? The safety of your being
that.
Correct? They
she's
gonna feel
that.
She's gonna feel the danger of your doubt.
Okay.
She's not going to automatically feel the either or good part. She's going to feel either or negative. So you don't want that, man. You want to control what a bitch say. And it doesn't mean stop her and blah, blah, blah. It just means just interjecting a sentence at the right time. You know, I had a man that was with me, woo, woo, woo. He was perfect. You know, and then, you know, I found out he was this. Well, you know what, girl? Suggest to you that you don't go by what motherfuckers say to you, because you know what? People be lying. You know, you ain't got to run from what she say. You got to take what she say and make it less than what she meant it to be as far as how it affects you. You let the bitch know. You might be, you know, accepting shit that you shouldn't accept as far as truth. I don't do that. You explain what you do. You know, you explain how you go through making a woman prove herself. And you know, you might not have noticed this, baby, but you didn't do this, that, and the other that I do to make a motherfucker show me I should talk to him. Man, do you know what you would do to a woman when you let her see that you've taken her to actual tests that qualify her to talk to you without her knowing it? Come on, man. This is just how you catch. Hey, listen. We ain't got no more time. I'm going to be fair, though. I know motherfuckers be wanting to ask questions. Now, if you got, you know, a strong finger and you want to push one, I will answer anybody's question for the next, any question that come up in the next 2 minutes. I'll answer it. It might take 20 minutes to answer any one of the questions. I'll do that, too. But, KB, one thing I'm going to tell man, you are looking for the ways to understand alpha shit. You are looking for it. But you are allowing yourselves different escape routes. There's no escape route. Once you accept what you're doing, you either going to do it or you're not. You're not going to give yourself a way to barely do it or to kind of do it. And to not take control of a bitch when she say whatever she say responding to you is you not realizing that that's not what you should do. You should say whatever, be ready for the bitch to respond however, but whenever or whatever she says, you want to take it to where you coming from. You do not want to try to understand or entertain any of the meaning the bitch have and what she's saying. And you do that still.
All right, that's perfectly understood.
Long as you do, we going to be cool. So I'm putting you back in. Let me make sure I'm not trying to cut out. Trey, go ahead and tell them something about yourself, man. I'm sorry, man. This is a good fucking show. Like, goddamn, you know, 612 is, oh, goddamn, we got a lot of questions, man. 612, what's up with you, man?
Yeah, what's going on, bud? What's up, Trey?
Nothing too much. What's happening with you, bro?
What's up, man?
313, I'm coming at you in a minute.
Shit, shit. So I got this situation, basically. Well, not a situation. It's just something going on. But I've been talking to this girl, chopping her up for like a month now. But I've only talked to her on the phone. And we're supposed to meet finally this weekend. But, you know, over the phone, she's been ecstatic and all this other shit. And I just feel like she kind of blowing me up a lot more than I feel like I am. And I don't want her to be, you know, disappointed when it is that I finally meet her and shit.
Hey, listen, man. You don't have my course. You are a guy that's going to think all this kind of goddamn shit because you don't know shit. You don't believe shit. You don't have a foundation. What you are experiencing is accidentally attracting a woman. You didn't purposely attract this woman. You just outdoing whatever the fuck you do and goddamn it, no, you shit. I attracted her. And when you attracted her, you didn't think about shit as far as how to catch her. You just want the attraction to be enough. It's not, bro. You can't make any plans. You can't make any assertions on some shit like what you're talking about. But what you're talking about is the basis of catching a bitch. And if you don't actually understand how to catch, I hope you don't think I'm going to tell you how to catch over this phone, because I can't tell you. Is if you was more confident in you since you had got to this point based on what you normally do, you wouldn't be stuck for shit to do if you understood who you were, which is what, believe me, bro, I know people hear me talking about my course, but what I'm saying is my course. Why I don't give a fuck, I'm going to bring it up. Because it makes you get into you. It makes you discover you. And these kinds of questions or situations, you won't have anymore. You'll have them, but you'll have solved them. And then you, when you call me, you'll say, man, I had this situation last week, woo, 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 and I did this, blah, blah, blah. What you think about? And all we go through is kick it like giants. You know, man, I would have did it, wouldn't have did it, blah, blah, blah. But it ain't about you asking no questions or needing no help. It's about we are equal motherfuckers and we talking about some shit that's going on in our life. I might have some shit to give you. You might have some shit to give me. But the point is we equal motherfuckers because we see shit the same way. I could know more. You could know more. But since we equal, once it comes to the light, whoever don't know, will know. Do you follow me, man?
Yeah, I hear what you said, but I got your course, though.
Come on.
Well, what?
No, he said he has your course.
You know, he don't. Well, wait. You may have bought the course. Okay, let me ask you something. You got the full course?
I got 1 through 3.
1.0, 2.0, and 3.0? Or part 1, part 2, part 3.
You
got 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0?
No, I think I got the parts to the first one.
So,
I'm saying is,
wait. You don't have my course. You have, like, since there's, like, 12 parts in total, you have maybe 1/4 of the chorus. So you can't say what the chorus is doing for you, because the things that you're not doing are the things that's in the rest of the chorus to learn how to do.
Mm.
This is where you guys fucking make the mistake. And I don't blame you. I mean, you buy this or that, one or two, and you fucking listen to it, and it's doing so much for you that you see is progression that you think, God damn, this shit worked. But it's much more progression than you've achieved. You've only achieved the very beginning of the progression, which is to see that you have a point, which is to see that you matter, which is to see that what you think is what you're going to live on. But the rest of the course tells you how to establish, maintain, and fucking do maintenance on that that life. So I just want you to know, you got those parts, you need the rest. And if you get the rest and me and you talk, I will be able to explain what you've actually got whenever you have confusion. And the way I explain it, you'll be able to see it working for you based on what you deal with in your life. I'm almost to the point where I would guarantee you that. But I don't guarantee something like that, because I don't know what the person that buys the the information, I don't know what they're going to do. I only have their word. So if I guarantee them and they guarantee me that they're going to do everything that the course is suggesting, I shouldn't have any problem. Excuse me, I'm hiccuping again. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have any problems. But that's not how I go. People lie. If you're going to do what I say you should do, then I'm going to stand by what I'm saying this product will do. But other than that, everything is on you, bro. Everything.
Yeah.
Once you realize that and accept that, you'll get the rest of the course, bro, because I'm sure it helped you. But it didn't take you to the promised land. I can take you to the promised land if you deal with the course the way the course says to deal with it. Excuse me one second. I got to drink some water. Okay, with that said, Trey, take it home, man.
All right, y'all. Well, I'm out of here, too. I got some things I got to get into. But you can find me at Art District Direct. .com. Also, TreyLavishDirect.com. Also, you can email me at TreyLavishDirect@gmail.com. Make sure you check out Rosebud's YouTube channel. A couple of you guys have been hitting me on how to get the course. You can hit Rosebud up at AskRosebud@gmail.com. So you go ahead and email him and tell him what you want, and you can go check out his website at AskRosebud.com. Also, DownAndDirty101.com, and I hope you guys like that game today with some hot stuff. All right, y'all. Be good.